Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that high school teachers smash their students, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this wife says she's pissed off and the husband doesn't know if she's pissed off again or still. He looks like he just found out his life is a never-ending loop of the same argument that never ends. When you realize that you can never make women happy or please them, then you don't see a point in trying to unless you're weak and still want to get laid. I wonder if this guy's trying to win Husband of the Year or just auditioning for the doghouse. Moving on, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see this? It reminds me of when I was a kid and used to play that board game Hungry Hungry Bimbos. Here's a friendly reminder that 60% of black women, 44% of Hispanic women, and 40% of white women are all obese. Most of the rest are overweight with BMIs of 25 to 30. What I really see is the 2025 Tug of War World Championship team. If you play Tug of War and Squid Game against them, you're going to be done before you even start. Number three, apparently equality strikes again. As this mother was on the tube, and no one out of hundreds of people wanted to give her seats. I'm calling BS on this one. At least one woman would have offered her a seat because of the female collective. Then again, maybe if not, if this train was full of Arabs. This photo also seems well staged. She's out in cold weather without a pram or diaper bag. Maybe tell her to stop being cheap and buy a car if she wants a seat. Up next, and speaking of Muslims, here's an ad for a 12-year-old that a Muslim won't touch. I'm sure it's referring to this scotch and not some ankle biter. Groomers would definitely not be playing by the same rules. Plus, in many places, Muslims marry 12-year-olds. That's their law. Then again, here's a picture of all the Muslims that ended up touching 12-year-olds and have a record to show for it. It really makes you wonder how many weren't caught and how much larger this image really should be. Number 5, here's Mark Carney and his wife. Hopefully by the time I release this, he's no longer Prime Minister of Canada. Why is it that globalists seem to marry women that look like men? She certainly does look like a fun time. A man with a wife that torments him emotionally will end up tormenting other people. One of their kids is also transitioning, and you know it's usually the mother that's responsible for pushing that. She certainly looks like the type. Moving on, Bell says that Johnny Depp never would have gotten the opportunity to appear in a Rihanna music video unless he had abused his wife. Actually, the only reason he got some of his career back was because it was proven in a court of law that his ex-wife abused him and lied about it. Most women can't help but defend Amber Turd because of female-owned group preference. If Ms. Turd accepts accountability for her actions, they fear that they'll have to be next. It's 2025 and she's still defending a 2022 case. Number 7, imagine seeing this during sex. With their community girl tattoo, where the usual tramp stamp would go. If I saw this, I wouldn't go near it even with a borrowed swing swing. This woman is the male equivalent of a 35-year-old male living at home with bad hygiene and no job in the eyes of women. On the bright side, at least you don't have to look at her face. And of course, she's overweight. This one concerns me more than the others. Up next, if you want to know why Western soy society is failing, it's because of liberal women like this that say they want more boats, more Muslims, more trans, and more refugees. Why does she want all this? I don't know, but she probably expects somebody else to pay for these things besides herself. I wouldn't be surprised if she was being paid to be there by one of George Soros' organizations. Women with suicidal empathy will be the death of all of us. She will pay one day when they put her in a hijab. Number 9, looks like the world is slowly being red-pilled, with each generation of men and women saying that men are being discriminated against. What's really not a good sign is that Gen Z women are less likely to say that men are being discriminated against than millennial women. But the majority of men, 60% now, see that that's the case. The real fourth turning is men realizing female nature and finally walking away from that madness. Moving on, according to David, here the Islamists, the far left, and the woke are uniting to topple the West. Along with one other jolly group which shall not be mentioned, because you can't criticize them on their own platform. In the end, when the Caucasian males in the West build AI and robots and get pissed off, the rest of the world is in big trouble, as our metal armies sweep the globe restoring order. The left and Islam are both about defeating their enemies and then eventually fighting a civil war amongst themselves. Number 11, Denmark has banned the burqa and tells Muslims to adjust or face leaving the country. If I move to Japan, I will be expected to remove my shoes before entering someone's home. Westerners accept the customs of others, but why is it that in many Muslim countries, they don't accept ours? This isn't cultural enrichment. It's cultural incompatibility. There is no coexistence once they become the majority. Only conquest. History backs this opinion. Up next, this next one asks the more important question, which is how does Europe benefit from replacing its populations? The answer is simple. A short-term GDP boost to keep the welfare state from crashing 10 to 15 years sooner. It's like a library burning its books to help keep the building warm in the winter. In the long run, it's going to lead to a civil war against Islamic peoples within Europe's borders. They also get to virtue signal that they aren't racist by letting others colonize them. Number 13, here's Canada's GDP growth per capita over the last 10 years. Canada seems to be dead last among industrialized countries, and maybe Canadians need to rethink not wanting to join the United States. In reality, the reason the GDP per capita has fallen over the last 10 years is because Justin Trudeau let 6 to 7 million Jeets into the country. I'm sure we'd be in the top 5 countries if liberals didn't flood the place with poor third worlders to work at Tim Hortons. Moving on, when Trump got elected, even Gorlock here said that he would be withholding sex for 4 years to punish MAGA voters. Gee, what will we ever do? It would actually be a punishment if she did actually have sex with MAGA voters. She should have threatened them with that instead. But MAGA voters are more likely to hunt her to possibly get a land whale into their trophy room. That's just a joke for all the YouTube censors listening. I'm not being serious. Number 15, this robot told a woman to go away after she tried to report a crime, and then it sang a song. This thing reminds me of the Daleks from Doctor Who for some reason. I wouldn't be surprised if this story came from the UK somewhere. I'm also amazed that robot isn't covered in rainbow colors and attacking white males flinging rainbow-colored dildos at them as a deterrent. Up next, what happened to Cappy? Cappy doesn't look very happy. He went on a podcast and the two women around him made him depressed by their nagging and complaining. He was being mentally tortured and he ended up leaving early after only an hour. If I was in his place, I would have rudely interrupted those women and told them that what they're saying is just verbal diarrhea, and that they should keep their mouths closed until I have something important to say. Number 17, this spicy content star who shot 300 scenes in 6 months reveals the brutal impact it had on her body. She's telling us because she wants more attention and to probably promote her Lonely Fools content. She's banging roughly an hour a day. What could that possibly do except stretch her out and give her a disease? Let's also not forget that with a confirmed notch count of 300 plus, no good man will ever actually want to wife her up. If someone does, then this is what it's going to feel like going into her. Moving on, this woman in a baggy sweater says never judge a book by its cover. And then she pulls it tight to show off her tight body. Javier the Absolute Legend says that he wants this book without its cover. Looks like bro here wants to read the book raw. Also, what does that say on the shirt? It sort of reminds me of an anime show for some reason. Number 19, a guy found this old rescue dog a couple of blocks from his house. His girlfriend said she would break up with him if he rescued it. It's been a year and now he's single with a perfectly healthy pup. And you know that that dog is going to be grateful, unlike Wayman. They saved each other's lives. The mask slipped off the girlfriend's face and he saw her for what she really was. Here's what you need to do when she says to pick between her and your dog. Up next, do you agree with Rich Cooper that women love feminism because fighting the patriarchy is easier than learning how to cook, lose weight, being agreeable, and taking accountability? Yes, of course, and why be accountable when you can blame others instead? This is the way many women are until their 40s and 50s roll around, and then they ask, where have all the good men gone? Not to mention, fighting patriarchy is so much easier because it's something that doesn't even exist. Number 21, here are the types of people that want a war with boomstick enthusiasts, and they are delusional enough to think that they can win against masculine men. What will this guy do? Scream at the end of the barrel. The closest he's ever come to an actual barrel is Cracker Barrel. Then again, you know this guy would be hard to hit. If he just stands sideways, he'll probably disappear from your scope. He probably wears that shirt when he watches the drag queen shows at the gay bar. Moving on, Hungary is now trying to get the fertility rates up by getting rid of the income tax for women under the age of 30 with one child. After 30, if they have two kids, then they don't have to pay income tax for life. But I don't think this will bring the fertility rate over replacement. But at least Viktor Orban is trying something unlike other leaders. Women having their own money with options to boink Chad is also responsible for getting us into this mess. Until that stops, global fertility will keep on crashing. Number 23, the UK is a joke, as these jobless Somali refugees were given this £2 million house to stay in by the government. And now they're being moved into a £1.3 million house around the corner. But being given a $1 million home to live in for free doesn't exactly inspire other people to work. Meanwhile, young Brits in their 30s can't afford a house and have to pay for these welfare cases to live in the same house they would have got if the system was fair. Up next is good boy turned bad boy, Pitbull, shot his owner with a boomstick while he was in bed with his girlfriend. He was probably aiming for the girlfriend because he didn't like her and missed. Then again, maybe he was jealous of his master and wanted to smash that girlfriend instead. So that was his motive. The dog pill keeps getting crazier and crazier. Next, they'll be swapping out the batteries and owner's smoke alarms without them even knowing. Number 25 and the last one, the tip of the day if you want large bazookas, is that you need to eat your tacos. As a man, if that's what's going to happen to me if I eat tacos, then I better stop. But I'm sure that if you're a trans woman, you might want to look into it. Instead of eating regular tacos, I'll eat her taco instead and leave some of my special sriracha sauce in it when I'm done, if you know what I mean. To be honest though, I think she drinks adrenochrome. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.